You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. If your livelihood doesn't depend on it, you might not have been focused on NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, this week. After 23 years, the trade deal between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico is being renegotiated. Or rather, those talks have started. A lot of people are watching those meetings closely, like all the local businesses that operate on our borders. First up, let's go south.
My name is Deanna Williams-Heffley. I'm the owner of The Desert Gypsy, which is a small retail store in El Paso, Texas.
The Desert Gypsy sells handcrafted objects made in Mexico and sold in Texas. So clearly, NAFTA and changing trade relations with Mexico are really important to Williams-Heffley.
The part that concerns me, of course, are the tariffs that might be imposed if a tax of 20 to 35% were added to the merchandise that I cross. That would basically put me out of business.
She's talking about the suggested border tax with Mexico, which has many people along that border worried. Williams-Heffley is sort of hoping a lot of what NAFTA offered 23 years ago stays the same.
I'm still optimistic that small businesses will not be affected. During the presidential campaign, I know that President Trump threatened to completely do away with NAFTA trade agreement. From what I'm hearing now, these current talks with Mexico and Canada are intended to revamp the trade agreement somehow rather than abolish it.
Trump did indeed promise to get rid of it if he couldn't renegotiate better terms. So far, the three parties are not exactly seeing eye to eye in these talks. Let's turn now to our northern border.
My name's David Bruce, and I'm the CFO with Vaughan Brothers. We've been around since 1972 here in Colville.
Colville is in the state of Washington, and Vaughan Brothers is a lumber company with sawmills in both the U.S. and Canada. Lumber is not included in NAFTA itself. It's governed by different trade rules, but Bruce will still be watching what happens because lumber could be used as leverage in the NAFTA talks.
Dairy and some of the ag-related items have been kind of lumped in with lumber. You know, we kind of were hoping that everything would stay separate. Typically, it's always been held outside of NAFTA, so I would have hoped that we'd be a little further along by the time NAFTA started its negotiations, just so it couldn't get brought into the discussions in the room, but I guess we'll see.
Bruce says Canada has more at stake in the success of its lumber exports than the U.S.
Canadian imports into the U.S. typically make up anywhere from 30 to 35% of the supply for the U.S. market. And the U.S. has always argued that the Canadians subsidize their raw materials based on the way they sell their timber to industry. So that's been looked at as unfair, either through anti-dumping on the lumber side for selling it cheaply because they have a cheaper raw material, and as well on the countervailing duty side.
Mexico will host the second round of NAFTA negotiations in September.